Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. We got a couple of big things today. The eclipse we know about, but we also are kicking off our One Pet, One Vet fundraiser this morning after 6:30. So we'll tell you all about that. So we got lots to do. Mo is here. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning.
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
It's like the most festive shirt I've seen Eric wear in like...
I'm dressed like George today.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it is. I like that shirt.
you want to know the funniest part about that, George?
What's that?
This was on clearance for $4.99 at Marshall's.
There we go.
That's my boy. I'm trying something new, and now I hate it.
You know what? I feel like I'm having a positive influence on your life.
I think I am.
So, good morning and welcome into the show. We got lots to do. Mo Knows Country coming up in about 20 minutes. But right now, let's get the morning started. Let's talk about the stories you're going to be hearing about all day today here on the Morning Bullpen. These are the top three things that are trending here in Texas.
Number three.
Go ahead and add it to the list. Folks traveling from Denver to Houston yesterday experienced a little issue forcing the plane to return to Denver. The FAA says an engine cover came off the plane.
No, it was a little more dramatic than that. But yes, that technically
is
what
happened. I mean, if you want to make it drama, George, that's exactly what happened. Nobody on board was hurt. Those passengers eventually arrived in Houston on a different plane. The airline called it a mechanical issue.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Number two.
Speaking of plane issues, Jelly Roll and his family had to make an emergency landing on their way to Austin for last night's CMT Awards.
Woof.
It was a little messy. And, of course, they're, like, live tweeting the entire thing. They arrived safely, thank God, just in time for Jelly Roll to have the night of his life, winning two of the top awards and declaring, "I love you, Texas," which we should probably get audio of. last night was the very first major award show performance for Jelly Roll, which is kind of crazy to think about. Like, we just like he's just part of it. But yeah, last night, first one. Lots of extra Texas love in the show last night, including Keith Urban professing his love for Buc-ee's, which we all get.
Yes,
I know. Kind of weird. Let me ask you one question, though.
What's that?
The weirdest thing about the CMT Awards last night is they gave an award that was for the performances that was on last year's award show.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing. Go back and watch.
What were we the best at last time?
it's like Cody Johnson last year on the CMT Awards.
Great job,
Jelly
Cody.
Roll last year on the and I'm like, you're giving an award for people who were on your show last year, which is kind of weird.
And the top story trending in Texas.
And we all thought the clouds would be the issue for today for the eclipse. No, now we're talking severe weather.
Yeah.
It started out super muggy, right? Shower, storm, some overnight for people. Some breaks in the clouds are possible. Man, not looking good. These clouds are dropping rain, so we have a 60% chance of rain in the forecast. showers to thunderstorms. So severe. That part is looking like it's going to be more tomorrow. But if you are headed to Dallas, Texarkana, for the hope of seeing the eclipse, that's where people are traveling. So just be aware, traveling, though, those storms with a large hail possible tonight.
I saw all these people on the news last night saying, you know what? I think there's going to be breaks in the clouds. You should come on over. If you plan to come, come on over.
Goodbye.
And then I realized they were all the owners of the hotels and the restaurants.
please don't stop.
Please, come on. Please honor your reservations. That's what's trending here in Texas today. Top three things that you're going to be hearing about. And it's all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
All right, this is the time of the morning that we all get together and share a little good news. Give me something positive for the day. Teaching. Let's talk about the profession of teaching today. Patrick Moriarty had told his family, ever since he was a kid, he told all of his friends, one day he was going to grow up and be a teacher. Well, Patrick finally realized his dream and became a science teacher. And on Patrick's first day of teaching, he launched what may be the longest homework assignment in the history of the profession. Let me explain, all right? On his first day of teaching, Patrick passed out a worksheet that had about 50 eclipses. And he told his class, one day there's going to be an eclipse come right over our area. I want you to circle the one on April 8th, 2024. So the kids did that, and he said, all right, my promise to you is that on the eclipse day, April 8th, 2024, we're going to watch it all together at my house. The only thing is that Patrick's first day as a teacher happened in 1974.
Whoa.
So today, 50 years later,
oh my goodness,
over 100 former students are watching the eclipse with their retired teacher, Patrick Moriarty, at his house. All the former students that were interviewed about watching the eclipse today said that's just Patrick being Patrick, keeping his word. And it's not about the eclipse anymore. They said it's about the people and the impact that teachers make on kids' lives. So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can you give an amen for this story?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love celebrating good news because the more you celebrate good news, the more good news you get to celebrate. You have something good in your life? 713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. All right, today is the kickoff of our second annual One Pet, One Vet, and we're so excited about this. Paul from Give Us Paws is in the studio with us. Paul, welcome back. How about it?
Hey, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. It's wonderful to see everybody again.
Paul, for folks that are just tuning in, maybe weren't part of One Pet, One Vet last year, first of all, tell us what Give Us Paws does, what your mission is at Give Us Paws.
Right. So we were founded 10 years ago. We're a nonprofit service dog training organization here in Houston, and we provide funded service dog training for qualified disabled veterans who apply through our program.
So, Paul, take us back in time a little bit. Do you remember the day that I first called you about One Pet, One Vet?
I do.
I don't think you were quite prepared for Bull Nation to show up in the way that we did.
I had no idea the outpouring and the generous support of all the listeners. It was just unbelievable.
Well, I remember when I called you, you said your books had been closed for several months.
That's
because
right.
The funding just wasn't there. But then once we started One Pet, One Vet, it just snowballed into this big, beautiful thing. And Houston really takes care of its own, right?
Yeah, I've been able to bring on help at the facility. So
wow.
I have assistance with my dog training, so we can train even more people.
I love that. So 18 people got to be part of that training. That's what we raised last year with One Pet, One Vet. It cost $5,000, by the way, to do the training for a service animal for a local veteran. We raised enough for 18, and that means that they get the program. The veteran doesn't pay a dime, right?
Not a dime. Not one cent. We supply everything they need. If they want to use their own treats, they can. Otherwise, we supply everything from their leashes to their collars to their service dog vests, ID cards, and everything else that they need.
Okay, Paul, when we were researching how this whole process works, we fell in love with your program because you are unique in one special way. You let veterans bring dogs that they already own, that they already love, and get training for those dogs.
Yeah, that's right. We found out that there are a lot of veterans out there who go out and get dogs because maybe a doctor has recommended that they get a service dog, or they just have a great dog that's under 3 years old. We'll train their dog for them. They've already formed a bond with that dog. They have a relationship, and we really teach them how to communicate with each other. And we take that relationship to the next level so the dogs can actually perform real tasks to help mitigate the symptoms of their disabilities.
That's why we're back this year. Eric, Mo, that's why we've come back with One Pet, One Vet for 2024.
Wait, our goal is one pet for one vet, right?
Yes, we have to reset the goal. And if you're listening and you say, hey, I'm already sold, I need to help a veteran right here in the Houston area, not a dollar is going to leave Houston, text PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357. PETS to 20357. No obligation, by the way. You could just check it out for yourself when you get that text back from us and decide what you want to donate.
All right. I just got a text message from a friend of ours here on the radio show. Paul, can you hang around for a minute?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. So I think we have a little surprise for Paul, a little challenge for folks.
Ooh.
We're going to do that next. It's One Pet, One Vet. You heard Eric say, text the word PETS to 20357 and help us get a service animal for a local Houston veteran here from the Bull. One Pet, One Vet is back again this year for 2024. Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357, and you can make a donation to help a local Houston veteran get service training for their dog. And Mo, you brought this up earlier. That's the thing we love about Paul and the organization Give Us Paws that we're working with.
Yes, he lets veterans come into his program that already have bonded with their dogs. Their dogs just need a little training to be more beneficial to their service members. So we love Paul, love Give Us Paws. And I think some other people love Give Us Paws as well. George, you mentioned we have a little surprise.
Actually, it's Eric that has a special guest. Eric, that you welcomed into the studio just a moment ago.
Yeah, I was at Mack Hike Chevy last week, and I met Josh Potts, the GM over there, and they've got something called Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And when I told him about One Pet, One Vet, he knew that they had to get involved, and he is here right now. What are you doing this early?
Well, because I have nothing to do. No, I'm kidding. So, obviously, an amazing cause, and just listening to everything you guys are saying, and you know, we love trying to give back to the community, and we have our own initiative that we have, and it's called Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And we look for great moments and opportunities in organizations like this where we have a chance to not only give back, but get involved with the community and make an impact for everyone involved. And I've got a challenge that I want to lay down.
Okay.
I believe in the power of Houston, and I believe in the power of Bull Nation. I hear it's really strong.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
So I'm willing to put up the first $5,000 for the first dog, but...
Okay, there's a but, okay.
I want Bull Nation, and I want Houston to match that dog.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Oh.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that's so amazing. I'm just blown away. I had no idea this was going to happen this morning. Thank you so much, Josh.
Got to do the challenge. I want to see what Houston and Bull Nation can pull off. The question is, are you guys going to be here for 15 minutes? Uh-huh. We're going to be here for all day.
Oh, no. I mean, I think we have to commit. We're here. This is what we want to do.
So we'll stay until we get to 5,000.
I mean, I'm going to have to make a couple phone calls. I'm going to call Katie Neal first and just give her a little heads up. Maybe take your time. But yeah. I believe in Bull Nation as well, and I think we can do this.
I know Josh, by the way, from Mack Hike Chevy, and he really does care. This is something that's near and dear to his heart. So I believe him when he says he believes in us. So I'm going to stay in the studio until we get a commitment from Bull Nation of $5,000, which means we're not leaving the studio until we have two dogs for service members in Houston.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'm in too.
But snacks, George.
But we got to tell people how to help here. So
yes,
you can make this go really quick. Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357. That's PETS to 20357. If they text that, they get a link back.
Yes, we'll send you a link. You can click on that link from your phone or from your computer when you're safely at your office, and you can check out the organization, check out Paul and Give Us Paws, and make a donation that's appropriate for you and your family.
Okay, and if you're taking this challenge up, we want to hear from you.
you make that donation, call and tell us why you're making that donation to help out One Pet, One Vet. 713-881-5500. Take up the challenge now on the bowl. One Pet, One Vet here on the Morning Bullpen Show. We're kicking it off today. Sorry, Thomas Rhett, Riley Green talking over the end of them there. Sorry. I got excited because we just had Josh from MacHide Cares in the studio just about 5 minutes ago. And he has donated $5,000 for the training of one service animal for one veteran. One Pet, One Vet. But there was a challenge in it, Mo.
Yeah, he challenged Bull Nation to match that $5,000. And he even went as far as to challenge us to sit in this studio until we can raise that $5,000.
And we're off to a pretty good start, Eric.
Yeah, I think we can do it. I really, really do. If you text 20357, text the word pets. We're going to send you back a donation page. No obligation, by the way. You're going to be able to check it out. And we are at $361 already.
Very nice, y'all.
Wait, who gave the random dollar?
I appreciate that.
Hey, yes. Every dollar counts. And by the way, we just posted a picture up on the donation page. So if you text pets to 20357, then you're going to get a link back to that page. Now, at the bottom of that page, you can see this cool T-shirt that we have.
Okay, this is new this year, right?
It's brand new. So $100 or more, if you can see it in your heart to donate $100 or more, anything over $100 will also count for the record, then while supplies last, you will get an iSupport Veterans One Pet, One Vet T-shirt.
That's a cute
very cool
shirt. Red, George, white, did you design that?
I did not design that. A friend of mine named Eric with a K designed that T-shirt, and I love it.
And our friends over at Bull Shirts made those shirts,
and they donated those to us.
Donated those shirts.
All right, so we're trying to get to $5,000. We're just a little over $350 in, but you can help us out this morning. Can you make a donation? Number is, well, text the word pets to 20357. That's 20357. Well, while the world today is obsessed with the darkness, we're trying to shine a little light on One Pet, One Vet, and get a service animal for a local area Houston veteran. Every penny that you donate stays right here with us. And Eric, where are we?
Oh my goodness, George.
Hang on.
Eric just fell down. I can't look at that, George.
We had a challenge earlier from Josh with MacHike Cares. MacHike Chevy Cares. And he came in and said he would donate enough to get one dog, which is $5,000.
Yeah. Right.
If we could raise another $5,000 and get another dog. We pledged to stay in the studio.
We're not leaving.
Until we get that on this very first day of One Pet, One Vet.
Are you okay?
Okay, so I'm seeing these $25 donations come in to help a local service animal get in the hands of a veteran here in Houston. $25 is great. Thank you so much, Jenny.
Thank you.
Abby donated $100 wants that free T-shirt.
Thank you, Abby.
Rhonda, another $100. There's so many. I mean, I can go on and on. Mitzi. These people want to remain anonymous. Jacqueline, thank you so much. Kelly, Pamela. But right when you turn the microphones on, George, the reason I lost my mind is I got to give a big shout out to Glenn Owens, who 1 minute ago donated $1,000.
Wow.
Glenn.
Thank you so much. By the way, Glenn, if you're listening, we'd love to hear your story. Yeah. We always love to hear your connection and why you want to help out One Pet, One Vet. You're welcome to call. You make a donation, I don't care if it's $10. You make a donation, $25, you call us. We want to hear your connection with these local Houston area veterans. 713-881-5500. All right, so what's our total as we inch toward this $5,000 match from MacHike Chevy Cares?
At this moment, we are at $1,930.
Okay, almost $2,000.
Yes,
almost,
and Glenn, I can go. I'm going to go ahead and say, without any uncertainty, you get two T-shirts.
Right, let me write that down. Sending Glenn an extra T-shirt.
Yes, Mo, it's really simple to make the donation.
Yes, if you're driving in the car, you're listening right now, and you need it to figure this out, text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. We will respond to that text message with a link then later on, you can check out the link. You can see everything that's going on with One Pet, One Vet and make a donation there.
Okay. That's a good point. Like, even if you're just thinking about it and want to look at it later, text it now so you have the link. Text PETS to 20357.
Can I talk to Amanda? Amanda, good morning. Where are you calling from, darling?
Alvin, Texas.
In Alvin this morning, and you want to make a donation. How much would you like to donate, Amanda?
I'm donating $100.
$100?
Yes. So much.
I love that. Tell us why you feel that you needed to help out with One Pet, One Vet.
My husband is actually an Army veteran, so he was shot 6 times and did his service, and I just really feel for those families.
We know about your sacrifice, and thank your husband for his service. Thank you as a military wife for everything that you've gone through, and most of all, thank you for the donation, okay?
Thank you so much.
I know you didn't do it for the t-shirt, but $100 does get you a I Support Veterans One Pet, One Vet t-shirt, okay?
While supplies last.
Awesome. All right, we get another $100. Does that put us over 2,000?
It will.
Okay, all right. So that'll put us over 2,000 as we march toward our $5,000 goal. If we can hit that, we can get 2 dogs this morning here on the Morning Bullpen. The 10-minute tune that's coming up in less than 10 minutes, just about 7 minutes away. We'll get your suggestions, so get ready for that. But right now, we have kicked off this week our One Pet, One Vet.
Yes, if you're interested in helping us train service dogs for veterans, our goal was to get one pet for one vet. You can text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357.
Where are we right now? By the way, we had a challenge earlier of $5,000, and we're trying to match that $5,000 challenge to get 2 dogs to kick off this first day of One Pet, One Vet.
And that's from our buddy Josh Potts over at Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And George, you're about to be very excited.
Am I about to be very excited?
We just had a huge donation come in. First of all, big shout out to Starla, Karen, Valerie. Those are all $100 donations. Amanda, they all wanted that t-shirt.
That's right. You got a t-shirt.
Looking good.
You got the commemorative t-shirt.
Yes. While supplies last from Bull Shirts, we've got a t-shirt that says, I support veterans. But Samantha DeVille, special shout out to you, ma'am, for your $1,000 donation.
Yes!
Wow. $1,000. So where does that put us right now?
We're still about $1,400 shy of reaching that $5,000 goal for the first dog.
Tim in Houston wants to get us closer to that, though. Tim, good morning. You say you want to make a donation to One Pet, One Vet. First of all, why? Why do you want to be involved with this?
I'm a 100% disabled vet.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Tell us about your service.
Thank you. Had to work somewhere, so I did that.
Well, sir, we appreciate you, and you know what it means to these veterans to have a service animal.
That's right.
Isn't this a special feeling, Tim? Just that I can already feel it spreading throughout Houston right now.
Well, it's Houston's a good community for veterans. I'm a Vietnam era vet, and I just appreciate everything that the VA is doing for our boys now who are coming back. Mm. I appreciate what you guys do. A good friend of mine has a dog, so I'm well aware of what you folks do. So,
how much would you like to donate?
Yeah, I'll match Glenn's of $1,000.
Whoa,
Tim!
$1,000 donation.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Wait a minute. Where did this come from?
My goodness.
No, we can only ring that when we get a dog. That is a dog bell.
It just came in front of me. I'm like, who gave me this bell?
Tim, thank you so much. I feel like...
Give me that.
I feel like saying thank you to Tim is not enough.
Tim.
For your service and for this donation. Thank you so much, brother. Yes. We appreciate it.
And I apologize that she's a child.
Tim just put it in front of me, Tim. I'm excited. Thank you.
It's all right.
Thank you.
All right, Tim, hang on. We want to talk to you off the air. All right, so where does, if we get Tim to make his donation, where would that put us?
Okay, but it's not in yet. So we're at $3,900. Thank you so much to Nathan. 10 seconds ago, just made a donation. And then somebody anonymous made another $100 donation.
Thanks,
so we're at $3,900 as of right now. If you text PETS to 20357. You can actually watch the amount go up.
That's how
crazy.
You're watching
That's
it?
Crazy. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love it. I love it. All right, Tim, we're going to get you on there. We're going to get this dog.
Give me that bill.
We're so close. If we get his 1,000 in, that puts us at like 4,900. So we got to get this done. Right now, one pet, one vet on the bull. One of the favorite parts of last night's CMT Awards over in Austin was Cody Johnson kissing Jelly Roll. Remember, Jelly Roll kissed him when he came out on stage with him at Rodeo? Well, last night, Cody Johnson returned the favor for Jelly Roll. So we'll talk all about that coming up here on the Morning Bullpen. But right now, it's time to have a little fun. It's time for our 10-minute tune today. And we want to know what you think Eric should sing about. There seems to be a theme in this one, too. 713-881-5500. You tell us what you think Eric should sing about. And he'll take your suggestion if he likes it, and he'll go out in the hallway and he'll create a song. So we have to start with your suggestions, though.
Scotty's on the phone in Spring. Hey, Scotty, what would you like Eric to sing about?
All the hype about the eclipse that might not happen.
Oh, no. It might not happen.
Well, it might be cloudy.
I've seen on the news. They're talking about it might be cloudy. All the hype might turn into hope.
What's your plan, Scotty?
I'm just going to see it if it comes. If not, I ain't making no special occasion. Yeah.
Okay.
Scotty, I feel like you could say anything and I'd be on board with your suggestion.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like Scotty. I do. But hang on, because Scotty is not alone. Darlene, what do you want Eric to sing about?
Well, I was thinking about the eclipse.
Yeah.
So, I've heard, pregnant women can't go outside. Oh, the stores should close. Are you going to see it in a box? Or are you going to wear glasses?
Okay, yeah, just don't look right at it.
Yeah.
Right? Hotels are booked up. You can't find those. I don't know, Eric. You got to research this.
Please, I don't know, Eric. Just do something.
Do it for Darlene.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to choose this one today, Eric? I mean, might as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have to. It's right. Eclipse
There's
Day.
So much talk about this eclipse. Let's find out what he can do with it. Okay, Darlene?
That's fine. Perfect. Thank you.
All right, it's 10 minutes on the clock. Let's find out what he can do with our 10-minute tune next on the Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen, where one pet, one vet kicked off this morning, and we need your help. Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357. If you can make a donation, it's going to help a local area veteran get his service dog or her service dog. As a matter of fact, coming up in 10 minutes, got an update for you on somebody who was in the program last year because of you all. So get ready for it. It's a one pet, one vet update. That's just about 10 minutes away here on the Morning Bullpen. Time to find out what Eric can do with our 10-minute tune right now. Have a little fun this morning. It was pretty obvious what the suggestion from everybody was going to be, Mo.
Yes, one of the suggestions came from Scotty in Spring.
All the hype about the eclipse that might not happen.
I like Scotty. All the hype.
Technically, it's still going to happen, Scotty.
Well, the eclipse is going to happen, but you and I may not be able to see it because of the clouds and stuff like that. Eric, back in the studio, how'd you do?
Okay, there's a couple of different things going on in my brain, and I try to incorporate both of them. One being a public service. So I need to tell you some of the safety precautions during today's eclipse. And also, I'm pretty upset that after everything we've discussed, after all the news coverage, after all the times we covered it, Mo still couldn't give a crap.
Sorry, I tried.
So I'm going to try to combine both of those things into one song, and of course I'm going to do it in the style of Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Okay, that was a tall order, my friend. Let's see what he does on today's 10-minute tune.
Don't turn around. Wear the special glasses made for viewing eclipses, and you'll be saying, wow. Don't turn around. Staring at an eclipse, it can damage your retinas, your eyeballs falling out. Don't turn around. Blind eyes, if you look up, your eyeballs will be scarred. Blind eyes, if you look up, then you'll be screaming, "Arg!" When the day feels like it's night, and it gets a little chilly, the moon blocks the sunlight. Man, folks are acting silly, and everyone's losing their mind. things except for Mo. It's a once-in-a-lifetime cool celestial event, but Mo will be sleeping. She's not smart. It's a total eclipse, eating our lunch in the dark.
Well done, Eric. Well Very done, nice. Sir. I think you accomplished your job of putting those two together there.
You got everything.
I what a song. That's a hard one.
It's really, that's a tough one to sing.
Yeah, you did well. How thank about it for you, Eric in our eclipse song today? It's our 10-minute tune. It is going to be up as part of our podcast today. You can download it this and every day at themorningbullpen.com. One pet, one vet, and coming up in just a few minutes here, coming up in just about 3 minutes, you're going to meet someone who was part of One Pet, One Vet last year and what it has meant to her and her dog. We'll meet Natalie again coming up in just a couple of minutes, but I did want to get an update because we got a challenge. If you missed it this morning when we kicked off One Pet, One Vet, we had a challenge come in almost immediately, Eric.
Yeah, from Josh Potts over at Mack Hike Chevy Cares. I met him last week, and he knew that Mack Hike Chevy Cares had to get involved with One Pet, One Vet. So he immediately walked into this room this morning and committed $5,000 if we can match it.
Okay, yeah.
And we're a little shy, so you can text PETS to 20357, PETS to 20357. And one thing we haven't said in a while is every dollar stays right here in Houston to help veterans here in the Houston area. This is not some national charity. This is Paul, a Houstonian who trains other Houston veterans to make their beautiful, wonderful dogs into service animals.
That's what we love about it. But we need a little bit of a push here. I would love this because they thought we were going to have to stay late.
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to hit this goal and beyond by 8 o'clock. Can we do that?
Are we close?
Yeah.
We're close, right?
Well, I mean, we could use $2,274.
Good math.
Wow. Okay, we're getting close on it then. Okay. Yeah. All right. Again, it's real easy to make that donation, whatever you can make.
Yeah, text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. We'll text you back a link to check everything out and make a donation of your choice.
All right, coming up next, you got to meet Natalie. She was with us last year, and we've got to update you on her progress. It's next on One Pet, One Vet here on The Bull. Yes. Last year on One Pet, One Vet, we met Natalie and Monet as they were getting ready to start the training with Paul at Give Us Paws. And they're back in the studio with us this morning. And Natalie, I got to say, Monet's a different dog.
Right.
A totally different dog.
Yeah.
I mean, this training has to have been amazing for you all.
It's been phenomenal. And she has really come out of her shell along the way as well. And wherever we go, it's she's there for me, but she also brightens the room because of her personality. She's so friendly, and it brings me out of my shell, too.
I was going to say, Monet's not the only one that's come out of their shell.
Yeah, right. We exactly. fell in love with you. We loved you. We had a great time last year when we got to meet you, but, like, you're a whole different person.
Yeah.
Okay, you see that in yourself?
I feel much better.
Okay, good.
Yeah. She has been an essential part of my progression.
So for people who haven't been following that progression, who didn't even participate in One Pet, One Vet last year, can you reacquaint people with why you even needed Monet in the first place?
So I am a combat veteran. I have PTSD and other disabilities that she helps with. I have night terrors, which she's training to wake me up from now.
Good.
Wow.
Right?
Wow, yeah.
So that's going to be an amazing addition.
And so we sat in on one of your training sessions, and it was a quite emotional experience for us. And I get choked up just talking about it because, I mean, if it's okay with me saying, you had sort of a breakdown. Are those emotional breakdowns happening less and less now that you and Monet were working so close?
Yes, definitely. And it was more so like I wasn't leaving my house because of the social anxiety that I had. And now I'm leaving my house more. Oh, I'm getting more exercise. I go for walks with her. I take her to the beach. And I think that's a really huge benefit would be for other veterans because they, too, struggle to leave their homes, their safe place.
Natalie, was there a day that you remember where you really felt like the training was making a difference?
There was. Soon after we started training, I noticed that she was following me around the house more. Yeah. And wherever I go, whether it's in my garden, out to the car. And that's part of the training. She's always like, what can I do for you?
Yeah.
You know?
We've heard so many of the veterans say having somebody have their six. We hear that all the time.
Exactly.
But that's what she's doing for you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is kind of a tough question to ask and maybe a tough one to answer too. But when a veteran is re-entering society as a civilian, do you feel a little forgotten?
Yes. And very out of place.
Mm-hmm.
And almost like an alien. Alienated. Very foreign for service members because they're used to a totally different environment. Paul is a veteran. He also has other veterans there that are training with their dogs. So we built a community together.
Ugh.
And we go on adventures to Hobby Lobby, to Home Depot, to Taco Cabana. We've been to quite a few places with our dogs. It's been wonderful. And when veterans are around other veterans, you then feel more comfortable being yourself.
So is it safe to say that every dollar donated to One Pet, One Vet is a reminder that you're not forgotten?
It is.
It helps build that community.
It's huge. And it makes us realize, too, how much care there is in the community for our veterans. And so it's been a beautiful thing, the amazing opportunities that are offered to veterans now for free. Thanks to you guys. So it's been amazing.
Well, it's to me, it's you gave so much to our country and it cost you so much. And to be able to give back and show you that you're not forgotten and that we do appreciate it and we do value you, I think that's what this is all about. And that's why it's so simple to make a difference in a life like Natalie's.
Text the word PETS to the number 20357. That's PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. It's One Pet, One Vet.
It's One Pet, One Vet. We've kicked it off today. We're raising money to get one pet for one veteran here in Houston, a service animal. And you can help out. We're asking you to help because, first of all, give them the number on how to text and how to make a donation.
Well, text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. That's PETS to the number 20357. We will text you back a link, and you can check out that link and decide how you want to donate.
Oh, they are coming in.
Why are you dancing up in there?
Because, first of all, shout out to Anonymous, who donated $200 just now to Janet for her $55, Michael for his $55, Kathy, Sarah, so many people hopping on board. The feeling is growing in Houston already. We are about, let me do the math quickly in my head, 2,789 dollars short.
Okay, so a couple grand.
Yes.
So we need a couple grand right now. That's what I would like to have. No, honestly, and it sounds crazy, and it sounds maybe like a lot of money, but if all of a sudden you get 10 people that can give $100 or something, I mean, it's like, boom. You're right there. You're at $1,000 with just 10 donations that come in. Text the word PETS, 20357. We want to get to this. We want to meet this challenge, and you can help us this morning, all right? Again, it's PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357, and you can help us get a service animal for a local Houston veteran. It's One Pet, One Vet here on The Bull.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, Eric with a K, and one pet, one vet. We kicked it off this morning, and Paul from Give Us Pause came in to tell us about what it means to veterans here in our area that get their service animals, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get, honestly, one pet, one dog for one vet is what we're trying to do.
Yes, and we can't do it without your donations. Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. That's PETS to 20357. We will send you a link where you can explore the donation process.
Okay. All right. Now, a little bit earlier, we had a $1,000 donation to help get us, because we have a challenge. Mack Hike Chevy Cares challenged us. Said, they said, we'll give you $5,000 if you can raise $5,000.
Right.
And we're getting close to that. And we had a big donation come in of $1,000 from Glenn.
Yes, and Eric proclaimed, I'll give him 2 t-shirts.
Yes, Glenn gets 2 t-shirts, and now he's on the phone to collect.
Stop it!
Glenn, good morning. Thank you so much for your amazing donation of $1,000 to get us closer to that goal. Why are you stepping up like this?
Well, it's not about the money, George. It's about what these men and women do for us as a nation. Me and my family are very appreciative of all veterans. You know, we enjoy their freedoms and sleep good at night because they're out there saying, not on my watch.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
That's so special, Glenn. I can't wait for you to meet some of the veterans that this money is going to go to. All week long, we're going to be featuring some of these awesome stories. And one of them that comes to mind, she said that she felt lost and forgotten when she came back from the service. And just that donation from last year made her feel loved and appreciated and kept her going when she honestly didn't have the will to live anymore. So that's what you're doing for somebody right here in Houston.
Well, they're special people, and they always have a place in mine and my family's heart, I can tell you that.
Well, thank you for your $1,000 donation, buddy. We appreciate you very, very much, okay?
It's not about the money, George. It's about the men and women.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. All right, we're $1,700 away from hitting our goal, right?
Well, now his donation has come in. That only leaves us.
Wait a second. He made a donation earlier. Are you saying that another? Glenn, did you give another $1,000?
Yeah, I found a bunch of change in my car. So
Glenn, we have 2 $1,000 donations in here. I can see them.
Well, the text I sent Mo, I told her I'd double it. So me and my family love these people. So. We're in a good position. Life's been good to me, so why not?
Thank you, brother. We appreciate you. We love you.
Yes. Thank High five, so Glenn. I love a good secret.
All right, then
surprise.
You put a $610 shy of that goal of getting 2 dogs with the Mack Hike Chevy Cares.
All right.
And okay. All right. Well, Nation.
What you can do, though, is have a vintage contest with Mo and do vintage music, because I would kick her butt.
You know what, Glenn?
All classic country. We're going to do that, man. I will plan that one. I will play. But you know what? Can I do this? I mean, the fact that he just gave another $1,000. Can I make this our amen? Can I get an amen this morning?
Yes. Amen.
Proclaiming this our amen here, because now we're just less than $600 away from hitting that match, that goal that Mack Hike Chevy Care set before us. So, Glenn, thank you. We need another $600, but you're our amen today. We love celebrating that good news, because you know what? The more you celebrate good news, the more good news you get to celebrate. Just like Glenn and all of y'all for making your donations on One Pet, One Vet.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
All right, Peyton is on the phone here in Houston this morning. And Peyton, trying to take $100 off Mo. How do you get it? Here's how, Peyton.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Peyton?
Because it's her money.
It is Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of here, and we'll get this game started, Peyton, okay?
Get on, get Mo.
Good luck, friend.
Get on, get. All right, five country-related trivia questions, Peyton, and they start right now. Question number one, it was 2006 that an album called Me and My Gang hit the top of the charts with hits like What Hurts the Most. Can you name the group that did that album?
No, I can't.
Question number two. Question number two. This artist was number one on the album charts for 50 weeks in a row with his debut studio album called This One's For You. Can you name that artist?
50 weeks. Morgan Wallen.
Question number three. This little thing turned into a big deal last night at the CMT Awards. Can you name the band that performed with Sugarland?
No.
Question number four. Maybe they sipped a little watermelon moonshine. This 90s country star, Terry Clark, just recorded with this current country superstar. Can you name her?
Kacey Musgraves.
And question number five, what Texas city hosted the CMT Awards last night?
It's probably somewhere in Tennessee, Nashville.
Okay, all right, let's get Mo back in here. I think Terry kind of panicked there. Maybe brain locked up a little bit on some of these.
All right.
What happened?
Take it easy. Just sit back.
So good.
Relax. Peyton got 0 out of 5.
Peyton, beautiful. Oh. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
So, okay. Mo, you just got to get one right and you keep your money, okay?
Okay.
Wow. Okay, Mo, question number one.
Let's do it.
In 2006, this album called Me and My Gang hit the top of the country charts with hits like What Hurts the Most.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name the group?
That's Rascal Flatts.
All right, that is correct. That is Rascal Flatts. But sorry. I'm just going to go through these quick just to make sure everybody gets the answers, okay?
Oh, just to make it hurt even more for me.
No, I'm not I swear.
Get ready for that knife to twist, my friend.
But here's the thing. When I don't do it, everybody's like, well, what was the answer
okay,
number four?
Fair.
So here we go. All right, question number two.
Mm-hmm.
This artist was number one on the country album charts for 50 weeks in a row with his debut studio album called This One's For You. Name the artist.
Oh, This One's For You is Luke Combs.
It is Luke Combs. Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Two to nothing.
Question number three. This little thing became a big deal last night at the CMT Awards. Name the band that performed with Sugarland last night.
Oh, crap. I don't know.
It was Little Big Town.
Oh.
Did you hear the clues?
Now I did.
Yeah. Little thing became a big
that's
deal.
Funny. Okay.
Yeah, so. All right. Question number four. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because they sipped watermelon moonshine, but 90s country star Terry Clark said she had a blast recording with current country superstar who?
Watermelon Moonshine is Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, she and Lainey are doing Lainey a song Williams. Together.
That's really cool.
She said, or he said Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah. So. And then question number five. Mm-hmm. This is the one I'm telling you, Peyton, you're going to kick yourself because listen to the question. What Texas city hosted awards last night?
Last night they were in Austin.
They were in Austin.
Yeah.
He missed that.
Yeah.
Texas part.
He said Nashville.
He said Nashville. So. Anyway, Mo, you keep your money.
Thank this you. Time. I don't feel like I deserve that. But neither does Peyton, so here we go.
Peyton?
Why don't we take that money and put it towards a pet for a veteran, because no one deserves the money today.
You know what? Here's the thing, though. I give Peyton credit. He stayed on the phone, and he took it like a man.
Thank you, Peyton.
He didn't hang up like that quitter last week did. So. Peyton, you know what you got to say to get out of here?
Mo, you know your country.
Yes, aww, she does. She does know her country. Kinda this morning, she knows her country. All right, you get a chance to play Mo tomorrow morning, 8:20 here on The Bull. This is our favorite time of the year when we get to talk about one pet, one vet. Paul at Give Us Paws, right here in Houston, founded right here in Houston, that trains service animals for local veterans. And the best thing about it is that he uses the animals the veterans already have. They already have a dog. Paul can train it to be their service animal. Certified, everything, official. We're not talking about emotional support animal. We're talking about a service animal for a local veteran. And that's why we call it One Pet, One Vet, because we'd like to pay for that training for one dog and one veteran.
Which is $5,000.
It is $5,000, yes.
If you want to help us, text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. We will send you a link and you can make a donation.
Okay, so we kicked off this morning and Josh Potts from Mack Hike Chevy Cares came in and challenged us that he would donate $5,000 to get us one dog.
Right? Yeah, to get us started, yeah. That was kind of the primer, yeah.
But we had to match that $5,000.
Yes.
And we said, we're going to stay here all day long if we have to get that one dog.
Yes.
$5,000. If we have to be here till tonight and go into Nick Russo's show, we're going to do it to get that $5,000.
We're committed.
And it's amazing. Bull Nation, Houston, Texas, has to be the greatest city in America because we were looking for $5,000 to get that $5,000 from Mack Hike Chevy Cares, and I haven't been able to hand you this bell, Mo.
Give me the bell.
Because you're annoying when
give
you
me the bell.
It. And the bell means
give me the
that
bell.
We got
a dog.
Dog.
Did we get a dog?
Did we get $5,000?
Hold on. Not only do you get to ring this bell,
yes,
Mo, you get to ring it freaking twice.
Wait.
We just got a total, without Mack Hike Chevy Cares money,
okay,
$11,721.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. Ring it twice.
Yeah.
You annoy all of Houston.
Need a bell.
So now as soon as Josh, we hit his challenge. So
yes.
Now when he puts his money in,
yes,
we'll have three dogs total already on the first day.
Give it back.
Mo and the bell. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
That's amazing. Okay, so
insanity.
Exploded like in the last 30 minutes.
Wow.
It absolutely exploded. $11,721. But here's the thing. There's still so many veterans. That only takes care of three veterans' animals.
Sure.
And I know that that's a huge number, and we're very excited.
Okay.
But that commitment takes care of three Houston area veterans, and there's still so many that we have to take care
of. In fact, we got a couple text messages here at the radio station asking, are applications open?
Yeah.
Can veterans apply to get their own dog certified?
Yeah. That's a good question. Last year, Paul from Give Us Paws had closed his books completely for 3 or 4 months.
He was out of funding?
He was out of funding for his charity. And when Bull Nation stepped up for the first annual One Pet, One Vet, he was able to open up his applications to other vets. So now his applications are open.
I love this. I'm just so overwhelmed by it.
You want the bell, don't you?
I you know what? I don't want the bell.
Ring the bell!
I don't want the bell. I just want to just realize what a difference has been made here. And like I said, in the last 30 minutes, it just absolutely has exploded. And we can't thank you enough. This is what it's all about. Last year, we were able to help 18 veterans get started on their service training because of the money that we raised with this and how much you gave to Paul and Give Us Paws. So we want to do that again, all right? So we're at $11,000?
$11,721, which makes us, what is that, $3,300?
Can we do one more dog today? Can we add another dog? Can we keep it up here? Because this momentum is going crazy right now. If you can help any amount, and I'm telling you, this has been done with $50 donations and $20 donations, text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357. It's One Pet, One Vet. We're dedicating a full week to getting service animals trained for local area Houston veterans. It costs $5,000 to train one service dog for one veteran. So that's what we're doing. When we say we're counting dogs, that's what it takes, $5,000. And I got to say thank you. We've had so many donations. Here's the thing. You're thinking, okay, you hear these people calling in that are doing the challenges like Mack Hike Chevy Cares and some people like that. $20, $25 makes a huge difference because Mo, it buys treats to train the dogs because they use the treats every day in training the dogs.
Yes, it's all about positive reinforcement. We know how that works. We all have dogs that we love ourselves. And if you think about it, that $25 that you could donate can buy a bag of treats. And that should make you feel good today.
Oh, that would make you feel really good. We got some shout outs too. I got to say thank you. Eric, you actually have them over there. Just people that are making donations left and right. We love this.
Yeah, Victoria, thank you for your $25. That really does go a long way.
Here's some treats.
$25 as well. How about Jessica? $100. So while supplies last, Bull Shirts, our friends are over at Bull Shirts, have made these awesome shirts that say, I support veterans. And if you donate $100 or more dollars while supplies last, free t-shirt goes out to Jessica.
Okay, got it, Jessica.
Carolyn
you.
Also gets a free t-shirt.
Okay.
Dana, thank you for your $25. I can go all day, George.
No, keep going. I love this.
I want
this
to love because, everyone.
Because okay. Here's the thing. Every one of those names that you're calling out, every one of those names of people that have texted the word pets to 20357 and then made a donation once they got the link.
Yeah.
Have made us get to, what's our current total?
You're going to lose your mind, George.
I'm going to lose my mind anyway, so tell me.
Current total is $12,071.
Oh, okay.
So we're less than $3,000 away from getting another service dog paid for. They're training. Can you help us out? It's One Pet, One Vet. We're kicking it off today. Just text the word pets to 20357.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bull Nation, you always blow us away, and we are just about $3,000, a little less than $3,000 away from getting our third dog paid for in One Pet, One Vet in our kickoff day today. It costs $5,000 to train a service animal, and we're on our way to our third dog this morning, thanks to you all. I'll give you directions on that, but first they're telling me that James and Andrew are on line four. And James and Andrew, you all are with Delta Steel. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
How can we help you this morning? Or more, I guess, specifically, how can you help us this morning with One Pet, One Vet?
Well, we want to get involved. We'd like to also match a $5,000 donation and try to get this thing up even more.
What? What? Come on.
That's
now.
Right. Absolutely. And James is a veteran, so nobody better to be part of this than us.
Oh, my gosh. James, thank you for your service, my friend. We could not say thank you enough, but this is incredible.
The floor is yours. You can shout out anybody you want right now. You have bought your time. So, please, anybody, any company, anything you would like to say right now, it's all yours.
Well, we're part of Delta Steel here in Houston. We have locations across Texas, and we like to... hire veterans. So if you guys are out there looking for jobs, come see us.
Oh, come on. I just got goosebumps with that one.
Oh my gosh. James, tell us about your service, brother.
I'm a veteran of 8 years. I was in the U.S. Army, served as a field artilleryman, and not one single day did I regret what I was serving in the military.
Yeah. And what's it like working for a company now that still supports you?
Oh, it's awesome. Great group of guys here, all across the board. Just to be thanked almost every day is pretty cool.
All right, so here's the thing.
Dang, y'all!
Are we kicking off another challenge here, guys? Do you want to challenge us to another dog?
We do, absolutely.
All right.
That's amazing.
All right, you have your marching orders, Bolt Nation. Can you help us match this donation from Delta Steel this morning? Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357. James, Andrew, we love you all.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. And thanks to everybody out there that served.
Amen to that. Now, Eric, where are we? All right, they issued the challenge. They made a $5,000 donation. So where does that put us right now?
All right, I saw it come in. Thank you, Delta Steel, one more time. That puts our total, y'all, $17,471.
So we're only like $2,600 away from another dog.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. Let's do that before 10 o'clock. All we need is your donation right now. Just text the word PETS to 20357. That's 20357. The word is PETS. Today is the kickoff for our One Pet, One Vet. And Bull Nation, you have been absolutely amazing so far. Although I don't know what's going on. I'm on the other side from Eric and Mo. I'm across the control board.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what's going on. But all I know is Mo and Eric are like high-fiving. Eric screaming, it's happening!
It's happening. Happening, people! We are helping veterans in Houston. How good does that feel?
Oh, well, it so feels good, but I don't... You're keeping all the information from me, and you know how that drives me crazy.
Okay, so since the last dog, I've not been looking. Okay. But I do know that we did not ring the dog bell for the third
for
dog
Delta
that we got.
Steel. Yes. Delta Steel. So, Mo, you got to ring the dog bell.
I'm giving you the bell back temporarily.
James
and... Thank you! Guys at Delta Steel, James and Andrew.
They
okay, give
made
it back
a
now.
Donation of back. A dog.
Give me back.
They made a $5,000 donation, which I'm pays for the training for one dog for one veteran.
Yes.
One pet, one vet. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they issued a challenge. They said, we got $5,000. Can we do one more today?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so last time we checked, we were like, $2,600, I want to say, away from hitting the next dog.
And they challenged other veteran-loving businesses.
Ooh. Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
And I see a business name right here that you guys might have heard of before. Taste of Texas.
I have heard of Taste of Texas, yes.
I don't know who this is from, but we know we love Taste of Texas and the Hendy family. And thank y'all for your donation. Thank you, Samantha. Thank you, Marianne. Thank you, April. Thank you, Katrina. Brooke. I think it's very important that even the $5 donations get a little shout
absolutely.
Out. So thank you to Carlos for that one. Every little bit helps. And I see the number where we are right now.
Okay, so tell me.
I don't know either.
I can read that number right there?
Yep. Yeah, read that number.
$18,301.17.
Wow. What? Okay, so wait, say it one more time.
$18,301.
Okay.
And 17 cents.
Okay, so we're like $1,699 away from hitting 20,000.
Yes.
Yeah. Which would mean
another
dog.
Before
that
we
would
leave.
Be four dogs. Right now, we have paid for three.
Uh-huh.
We're almost to the fourth dog.
Okay.
If you can help us out.
We're here for 40 more minutes?
Yeah, we're here. Yeah, for 40 more minutes. Yeah, and it's easy to help out.
A couple of quick shout-outs.
Please.
You can text PETS to 20357. Big thanks to Mack Hike Chevy Cares for kicking off the challenges today. And for Bull Shirts providing those t-shirts.
For Bull Shirt? These shirts are amazing,
rockin'.
By the way. You can see a picture up on our Instagram and Facebook stories.
There you go. If you donate $100 or more, then you'll get that t-shirt while supplies last.
Okay. All right. So again, text the word PETS.
Mm-hmm.
P-E-T-S to 20357. We need about $1,600 to get to our next animal on One Pet, One Vet. Off this week, trying to raise money for service animals for local Houston area veterans. It costs $5,000 to train a service animal. We work with Give Us Paws, a wonderful organization here in Houston. And Mo, it's been an amazing kickoff day for One Pet, One Vet.
One Pet, One Vet is our goal, and you can help us get closer to that goal. Text the word PETS to the number 20357. Every little bit helps.
We have, as a matter of fact, what was the grooming place that we wanted to shout out?
Biscuits Mobile Grooming in Montgomery, Texas, donated $100. So,
Biscuits,
thank you.
While supplies last, they'll get that T-shirt that you can see if you text Pets to 20357. By the way, no obligation to give. If you text, want to learn more about Give Us Pause, want to learn more about the T-shirt and what we're doing here, then text Pets to 20357.
All right, and it's time to get an update because the guys from Delta Steel, James and Andrew, called in and they issued a challenge. They made a $5,000 donation. They issued a challenge, and we, last time we checked, Eric, we were like $1,600 away from that. Where are we now?
You know what? I've been giving Mo the bell every time we get another dog.
I don't like this pressure.
I'm going to let you look at the screen, Mo.
Okay.
And tell George exactly where we are.
Okay. We're at $23,836.17.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What?
I just pressed refresh.
So we got the challenge met.
Yes.
Because that would have put us at $20,000. How did we get so much money so quick?
Well, there's one very large donation of an entire dog, $5,000 from someone named John.
John. Hang on. On line four. Go to line four. John?
Are you the John? Yes. John?
Are you the John that made the donation?
I'm the John.
Oh, no way!
Ring that bell for John.
John, you have to tell Mo that she is approved to ring this annoying bell.
Ring it loud.
Ring it loud.
John,
thank you, man.
All right, give it back.
John, tell us, can we give a shout out to your company, where you work, who you are donating on behalf of?
Well, my son is a Navy vet, and he's a partial owner in our businesses, and we own three RV parks.
Shout them all out.
Yeah,
name them all, John. Name them all.
Great Escape RV Park in Huntsville, Texas. Great Escape RV Park on Lake Conroe, and CD RV Park.
Let's freaking go. Y'all, this is so great.
Yeah, I just wanted to do it because I just felt like I needed the help.
Oh, brother. Listen, first of all, what's your son's name?
Ryan.
Ryan.
Shout out to my wife, Sheila, and my other son, Matthew, also.
Yes, you've earned all the shout outs. You've got the next 20 minutes if you want them.
Shout out to all the guys at the shop, too, that work for me. Renee, Isaiah, Jonathan.
John.
Thank you guys for working for me.
John, you said Ryan was in the Navy. How tough was it on Dad when he was deployed?
Oh, it was pretty bad. He was on the carrier during COVID, and they didn't get off the ship at all. And they're working many hours.
When your child is serving overseas on behalf of our country, you don't get a good night's rest when that's happening, do you, John?
Nah, it's a little rough. It's rough, but you're also very proud.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you're playing it cool, but you've done an amazing thing today for another Houston area veteran. But we're not there yet. There are so many veterans that still need help in the city. So continue to text 20357, the word pets, and you can feel as good as John does.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Feel great.
That's awesome, John. Thank you so much, brother. All right. We're on our way to our fifth dog. Our fifth dog, y'all. Can you help out? As Eric said, text the word pets to 20357.
George, there's another major update in minutes.
Oh, no. Stop it. Stop it.
Something crazy just happened.
It's the Morning Bullpen, George, Mo, and Eric with a K. It's One Pet, One Vet time here on our radio station. We're raising money to help one veteran get their service dog trained. It costs $5,000. And so every $5,000, we can count that as a dog. So if you hear us say, hey, we got another dog, means we've raised another $5,000 for Give Us Pause. And it's been amazing. It all started this morning with your friend Josh, Eric.
Josh Potts from Mack Hike Chevy Cares. He challenged us. He would give us $5,000 for the very first dog.
Yeah.
If we could match it.
Right.
And we did. We blew it out of the water.
Out of the water. So we got two dogs, and it's like, whoo, what a good day. First day. But then it just went on, Mo.
Y'all, we saw $5 donations. We saw $5,000 donations. And that it's gotten us to where we are today. We appreciate every little bit. If you're interested or maybe thinking about donating, you want to ponder it. Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. It's also up at thebullhouston.com. Mm-hmm. We'd love to get you the details. Just reach out and we'll make this happen.
All right. But Eric, you said something big was happening and you would have an update for me after Jordan Davis.
It's pretty big, George.
Oh, okay. Jason.
So,
First day, George.
Yes. It started with Mack Hike Chevy Cares, and then it continued until now. We wanted one pet for one vet. Mm-hmm. We are only $900 short of reaching $30,000.
Wow.
On day one.
That's incredible, y'all. That's incredible.
That $900 is all we need to get another dog. So we're almost at the precipice of six dogs, right? Is that right?
That's correct.
The math? That would be six dogs in the very first day.
But do you see that big anonymous number right there?
Yeah.
George, we had another friend buy a dog.
I'm going to call that person out. Can I call that person out?
Sure.
I can't.
You all are looking at it. You tell me.
No, they listed it as anonymous, but I recognize who that is because I can see the donations on the back end.
Yeah. Okay.
Kathy donated that $5,000.
Well, we got to talk to Kathy.
We've got to find Kathy. Kathy, well, I recognize from last year.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow morning, our mission is to talk to Kathy. All right. We got to get out of here so Katie can start her show, but it doesn't mean that your chance to be part of this stops now. As a matter of fact, it continues all day long. Text the word PETS to 20357.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.